Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. I apologize to interpreters because I do not have a prepared statement, but I would like to use this opportunity. We still have some time. I'd like to ask a couple of questions and make some comments. But at the outset, I'd like to say that we align ourselves with a statement made by the European Union earlier. Now, the report on trade and development justifies the need to review development strategies of developing countries and use the potential of services that cannot be commercialized to promote trade. At the same time, developing countries do require foreign currencies. Some of that can be covered by the use of their natural resources, but challenges still remain, as is reflected in the report. My questions: what can be a source of foreign currency for developing countries, taking into account that, according to the report, that the specialization of developing countries in services, they face the same technological and environmental challenges that were related to industrialization? Now, my second point: many delegates referred to the forecasts of UNCTAD about economic growth as at 2.7%. Now, the World Economic Outlook of the IMF refers to growth of 3.2%, and there's also a difference in their forecasts for the majority of countries. I'd like to find out, what are the differences in the hypotheses applied by both institutions that lead to these differences in these different forecasts for growth? Now, also, delegates referred to the benefits of the Future Framework Convention on International Cooperation in Tax Matters and the current OECD framework to avoid the erosion of the tax base and to reassign benefits. Nevertheless, in order to ensure that those tools are truly effective, we cannot overlook for the countries' need to ensure that they have a solid tax base that are legitimized by the rule of law. Thank you.